are the Hunger Games really fair? Welcome back to our podcast, Underground. Today, our guest is Leina, a former winner.
Hey there.
We also have Analjina, a former peacekeeper.
Hi.
And finally, me, Lilou. As you know, also an ex-peacekeeper. First, we will talk about our past experiences and then we will discuss our hopes and fears for the future of these illegal games.
So, as Lilou say, I'm an ex-peacekeeper. However, what you don't know is that I'm Leina Hunt, and that is what motivated me to train the peacekeepers. At the beginning of my life, I was one of the people from the district, but I couldn't understand the injustice and the very difficult living condition anymore. But one day, I decided to happily the work for the president now. That is how I became a peacekeeper.
Yes, that's true. You told me about that before. I grew up around peacekeepers because my family is close to the capital. My parents were both peacekeepers, so I watched several Hunger Games. To be honest, none of them were fair. The winners are chosen by the leader from the very beginning. The people who die are sacrificed for political and economic reasons.
Yes, that is very true. I have seen it. And I have suffered from it. As a winner, I will tell you about my experience. When the peacekeepers came to take me, I recognized my aunt. She promised to protect me as much as she could. On the train to the capital, I counted like 24 participants. When we arrived, we received uniforms and weapons to train. All the other participants had sponsors to provide them with food. But because I was quiet, nobody offered me any. So Dina gave me some. The day of the games, Dina and Lilou helped me to survive. They killed some participants and sent the other peacekeepers away from me. After 22 players were out, only the player with the lowest stats and I were left. It was a plan by Dina and Lilou to help me win. When I won, everyone thought it was real, but actually I cheated to stay alive.
Indeed, yes, I helped her to win. I couldn't let my eyes die.
That's a very touching story, Leina. I remember those moments well. Finally, let's talk about her hopes and fears. What do you think, girls?
I hope those games will end. They shouldn't happen, especially with such young children. We aren't mature enough to understand what is happening or to say no. I am afraid the elites will make the games even worse or influence other countries to do the same.
I'm an ex-peacekeeper and I think there is a lack of humanity and solidarity because we are the one who keeps the participants mindfully.
I completely agree. We all feel the same. We are afraid that people will get used to this game because they are already becoming normal. Let's hope the capital goes bankrupt and lose its power. Thanks for listening to Underground and thanks, girl.
Thank you.